Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Sunday, December 22nd at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Gallatin County Search and Rescue and Knopf Group Real Estate. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Yesterday through last night, wind was strong to extreme out of the southwest. Average speeds were 20 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 75 in Highlight and 83 miles per hour at Big Sky. This morning, wind is south to southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts of 30 to 45 miles per hour. There is no new snow and temperatures are high 20s to mid 30s Fahrenheit. Today, temperatures will remain seasonably warm in the high 20s to high 30s, and strong southwest wind will continue at 25 to 45 miles per hour. The next chance for snow is late Tuesday. The mountains near Big Sky and West Yellowstone have a poor snowpack structure that contains buried surface hoar and weak, sugary snow on the ground. These buried weak layers make large avalanches possible to trigger. Yesterday, skiers found these weak layers produced unstable test scores in Beehive. On Thursday, Ian was in Taylor Fork, where he found improving stability, but the poor snowpack structure exists and makes it possible to trigger a large avalanche. Only ride steep slopes after careful terrain and snowpack assessment. Avoid complex terrain where an avalanche can have high consequences and be extra cautious of heavily wind-loaded slopes. Today, human-triggered avalanches are possible and danger is moderate in the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the Madison Range, and the Southern Gallatin Range. In the mountains near Cook City, there is a weak layer of sugary snow in the middle of the snowpack that makes large avalanches possible to trigger. Yesterday, skiers south of Cook City saw a recent natural avalanche that broke deep on this weak layer on a heavily wind-loaded northeast-facing slope. I found a similar poor snowpack structure on southerly aspects a couple days ago, but found a strong snowpack on northerly aspects. Before riding an avalanche terrain, look at recent photos, videos, and avalanche activity on the Cook City Regional page to see types of terrain to avoid. In the field, dig to assess the snow structure and stability on slopes similar to those you intend to ride, and avoid slopes where you find buried weak layers. Today, large human-triggered avalanches are possible and danger is moderate in the mountains near Cook City. Near Bozeman, the snowpack has become generally stable without recent new snow for the past 6 days, and buried weak layers have shown minimal signs of instability. However, yesterday, riders in the Northern Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range triggered avalanches 3 to 5 feet deep on heavily wind-loaded slopes. Extreme southwest winds yesterday loaded specific slopes and caused avalanches to break on weak layers deep in the snowpack. Strong wind is expected to continue today, and yesterday's avalanches are evidence that slopes loaded by southwest winds were pushed closer to breaking. Today, I do not trust heavily wind-loaded slopes where deeper avalanches can be triggered on buried weak layers, such as Saddle Peak near Bridger Bowl. Avalanche danger is moderate on wind-loaded slopes and low on non-wind-loaded slopes in the Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.